Welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Monday, June 16th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'm going to get straight on into it, obviously. So, Colin Corbin, on a recent edition of the soccer episode, should be on the feed, already on the feed. So if you're new to the podcast, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. You'll be first to know about it. So Colin Corbin added 7 players a few weeks ago to this year's roster. Yes, this year's roster, as we're in a quiet period, folks, in between seasons, as we get ready for fall sports here coming up in August, beginning with, of course, K-State football. Over there, when they travel overseas for the Farmageddon Showdown to open up the college football season, as they say, week zero, which I hate that term, but Iowa State is, but Colin Corbin, right? The new era of women's soccer coming this fall. We're going to go into four of these players, and then we'll talk about the other four in the other episode here. And the four I'm going to talk about in this episode, let's remind people now, McKinnon Braswell, Emerson DeLuca, Ava Garrett, and Jordan Losey. We're going to talk about here in this episode, and then we'll add the other three in the other episode. But, so Braswell, junior forward midfielder from North Richland Hills, Texas. That is a mouthful. Comes to Manhattan following 2 seasons at Mississippi State during her time in Starkville. Braswell played in 13 matches and logged 207 minutes of action. She tallied 1 goal and an assist and notched 6 shots with 3 on goal there as well. Before Mississippi State, Braswell played club soccer at DKSC in Dallas, Texas, and helped the club to a playoff semifinal appearance back in 2021-22 season. 25 goals, 16 assists in those 2 seasons there as well, also earning midfielder MVP and first-team All-Region during her time over there as well. All right, so moving on to, looks like we have Ava. Ava DeLuca is next on the list here. Coming to Manhattan, sophomore defender from Westminster, Colorado, joins the Wildcats after just one season at LSU. During her time in LSU in Baton Rouge, DeLuca saw only 10 matches with 1 start, logged 181 minutes of action there. During her prep career / club career, DeLuca was rated as a 3-star recruit by Top Drawer Soccer and competed for the Colorado Rapids in Elite Clubs National League. While starting for the Rapids 06 4-3 seasons, she helped the club to an ODP national semifinal appearance back in 2020 and then helped the squad reach the NECNL national quarterfinals in 21, the finals in 22, and then the semifinals in 23. She also participated in the U.S. Youth National Team ID Camp back in 2022 there. DeLuca also helped Broomfield capture the 2021 Colorado Class 5A State Championship when she was named the MVP of that tournament there. Ava Garrett. What the heck did I just say? So that's Ava DeLuca. Excuse me. Wow. So that's Emerson DeLuca. Now, Ava Garrett. Right as we move along here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Recently, Colin Corbin, back a few weeks ago, a while back, added 7 transfers onto the K-State roster this year ahead of her opening year debut here in 25 in Manhattan, Kansas. Ava Garrett, now a freshman forward from Weatherford, Colorado, another Colorado athlete on this roster, comes to the Little Apple following her prep career with Weatherford High School in Dallas Sting Black. Interesting. She led the club in scoring in 2021, was named a 2-time ECNL Texas All-Conference second team there as well. And then on the other, and then our last player here on this particular episode here, let me see. We're not there yet. We're still on Garrett. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, while playing for Welford High, Garrett is a four-time All-District selection and was the 2023 3-6-A Offensive MVP. She has tallied 30 goals and 19 assists in her high school career. And our last player for this episode. Again, I'm dividing this up into two because there's seven players. And I decided to throw in this one. Jordan Losey will anchor this episode. A junior defender from Corona, California, comes to K-State after two seasons at Miami. Woo! And we're not talking about Miami, Ohio. We're talking about yes, you can thank me, Miami. Even though I don't really like y'all. Miami Hurricanes down in Florida. During her time with the Hurricanes, Losey did not see action on the pitch as she was redshirted in 2022, and she was hurt last year. Oh, my goodness. Before Miami, Losey played for Legends FC and helped the club to consecutive Southwest Regional Championships as well as the 2021 Surf Cup title and the 2018 DA finalist appearance there as well. And then, of course, redshirt freshman goalkeeper. Actually, no, excuse me. We're going to stop there. So, Losey coming off of, unfortunately, some injury off the injury list here. So, hopefully, that is not an issue. But, again, we can't control those things, like I usually say. So, you hope that she's ready to go. So, she has not seen action in collegiate action. So, you got a couple of new players in there. And you have a couple of girls in there that have some collegiate experience onto this roster. And, again, I have not seen the full roster yet coming into the 2025 season for KZ Women's Soccer, excuse me. So I'm going to have to take a peek at that here and obviously see how many holdovers from the Mike DeBina roster from last year. Obviously, as Colin Corbett adding her spices into the mix as well. So we'll see what happens there. But that's just four of the seven players were added to the K-State roster recently, several weeks back. And we wanted to come back and kind of give a little background on those players. So we'll to be continued there with three more players to go for the new set of players that Colin Corbin, the new head coach at K-State Women's Soccer, added over the span of a while back there as well. So K-State Women's Soccer, this fall, the new era. We'll see again. K-State Women's Soccer, they need to take the next step now and be a consistent winner. that's what it's about now. That is what it's about now, obviously. And we're going to drill that right through the ground as well here as we get as we start to kind of tippy-toe that line, get closer to the fall sports in 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, once again, is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, make sure you could subscribe, like, hit the long bell every time you hit upload content every day, K-State every day. Y'all be notified about it there as well. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-R, number 3, EDID Podcast, and of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. That's going to close the book on this women's soccer edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, all things K-State sports.